So today we begin with this particular series of conversations that are all about intentional versioning by talking about what is at the heart of this. Vibration. You're a vibrational being. Versioning is a way to bypass the why, the wherefore, and the how of the things that you're thinking about, that you're intending, that you're desiring, and go directly into the vibrational state of what these things are. In other words, of what you are intentionally manifesting. So today we're going to talk about the fact that, again, you are a vibrational being. We're going to talk a little bit about what we mean by versioning, just to be clear with our terms. We're also going to talk about what we mean by intentionality. But most of all, we're going to be talking about what you're manifesting. So what you're manifesting right now is what you're sitting in the middle of. You're manifesting this physical reality that is happening on your behalf and to your benefit. Your body is the center of it. This is all happening at your request, on your desire, with your intentionality, and also with your alignment. Today is the day of your great good. So we say that not because it's a nice thing to say, but because, in fact, today is the day of your great good. Here is the time, and now is the place where all of this is happening, and you're in the middle of it, and really powerfully so, deliciously so, delightfully so. When we talk about intentionality, we're talking about the reason why you have what you have, what you have now, and what is rising up to meet you as you go forward. Most of what you intend, you do so by default. You just simply have a desire for it, and bam, it's there. You don't think much about it. You don't even really consider it to be something that you're intending or that you're manifesting. You just think, well, that's the thing I want, like another breath, please, or the lights to turn on, or the water to run through the faucet. And then it does. It's very simple, very easy. You don't think about it because there's really not anything to think about since you don't have any contrast around those topics. And on the rare occasions when contrast does arise, you get really clear really fast about how you want it all to be fixed immediately, if not sooner. And it's not ambiguous at all. You don't try to figure out what's wrong with you as to why you have an unwanted point of contrast. You just are simply very clear, hey, I want this the way that I want it to be. The physical aspect of all of this manifesting that is arising out of your intentionality is the far end of what it is that you're involved in. The center of this is the vibration, how it feels to have what you desire. So if you look at the table, this is something you're having. You're having in a physical form within the context of the dream that you're dreaming, and it has tangibility to it. You can wrap your knuckles on it, and it makes a sound. And you can feel what it feels like as you wrap your knuckle on the table. So you're getting lots of sensory data. But the sensory data, while very delicious indeed, and we highly recommend it, those nerve endings are really fantastic. That's not the actual primary aspect of this. You're so accustomed to what the primary aspect is, you don't put much attention on it unless you decide to. And that is how it feels, not at a sensory level, like the wrapping of the knuckle, where you can hear on a sensory level the sound, and you can feel on a sensory level what it feels like to your finger through those nerve endings. It's not that kind of feeling. That's all sensory. We're talking about the vibration, what it feels like. And for something like wrapping your knuckles on the table, which just seems like an obvious thing, you're not going to notice a lot about it because there's not enough contrast really to notice, well, what is exactly the meaning of wrapping my knuckles on the table? Or what is the meaning of having the table in its first place? If the table was gone suddenly, you would probably be aware of how you feel about the havingness of the table. Maybe for just an instant, you'd be more surprised about its lack of presence more than anything else. But that would give you a point of contrast. If suddenly someone came into the room and said, that table belongs to me, you might get a little hint of what it feels like to have it. Now, in both of those instances, we're talking about surprise moments where you really get a lot of attention drawn to the surprise itself, like, it's gone, where did it go? Or, who are you and what do you mean this belongs to you? And that sort of takes you out of what the vibrational state of your relationship is with the table. But the table has a very specific feeling to you. You're not going to probably notice it very much, and we're not really suggesting you do. We're just using this as a way to sort of build up to what we're talking about. Now, none of this is new information. We've talked about this in many different ways over many different conversations for many different reasons. But at the heart of everything that you have, whether you have it in actual physical form or whether a version of you has it, you have a vibrational connection and a relationship to the object. It's an extension of an idea in your mind that's taking shape and taking form in the physical realm, which is in your mind, because remember, this is a hologram and it's an illusion, it's a dream. So you're in the middle of having all of this, and it's really wonderful, and you have this table, and you have a hand by which you can wrap your knuckle on the table, and you can produce a sound that you can hear with your ear. And all of this is really wonderful. It's all manifesting. It's all intentional. You're very much interacting with things because you desire to in wonderful and delightful ways that really do please you. And as good as all of this is, and as amazing and wonderful and delightful as it is, it's only going to be getting better from here. So here you are in the middle of all of this. And at the same time, you're sitting in the number one reality that belongs to you from where you perceive yourself. So when we talk about versionings and we talk about how there are other versions of you, many, 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 not an infinite number, but a very large amount, and they're also experiencing things similar, but not exactly the same as what you're experiencing, but you're sitting at the number one version. For you, it will always be the number one version. When you decide you want something, in the process of thinking about it, and we don't mean processes and over periods of time, we mean in the instant of thinking about it, there's a version of you who immediately has the very thing you desire. When you think about something, you're not thinking about it abstractly unless you're thinking about it from a perspective that you're not able to actually manifest, which would be a feel-worse perspective. Everything you have in front of you is arising and continues to arise because it sits in a feel-better position. You may not always believe what we're saying here, and you may think you have evidence that that has been not the case in the past. But if you've got evidence, it's evidence of your perception, not of the fact of the feel-better. So you're sitting in the middle of something wonderful and delightful and delicious indeed, and as good as all of this is, it's just getting better. That's just where you are. That's actually the default state of your current present moment existence and all of the ways in which things around you are positioning themselves to center around your body. And that includes your body as well. No matter what the state of any of this is, it's all perfect and exactly right. You may have perception that says otherwise, but it's all perfect and exactly right. So here you are sitting in the middle of all this, and it's really quite delightful. What you're in the middle of is not the objects. Your body, an illusion, is in the middle of objects, more illusions, within a hologram, also an illusion. What's really happening is you're sitting at the center vibrationally of the havingness of all of these things, and the havingness has its own vibrational tone. These things are very, very subtle, and you're probably not going to notice them with things that you have, that you would, in very simple terms, say, I have this already. But when we turn to the things that you desire, that you perceive yourself as not having, there you're probably quite aware of what it feels like to have the thing you desire. It's not the pining. It's not the lack of. It's not the, I wonder how I'm going to make this happen. Those are not the vibrational tones we're talking about. Those three, by the way, are feel worse tones. They don't feel better. So those feel worse tones, they don't actually have anything to do with what you desire. This is really, really important. Vibration is at the center of everything, but the vibration is always expanding. And the hallmark of expanding vibration is that it feels better. It doesn't mean it feels great. It doesn't mean it feels like joy. It doesn't mean it feels like anything in particular. It just feels better. And that can be just a very, very slight bit of relief. So you're sitting here in the center of this physical reality. Your body is at the center of the illusion of physical manifesting, which involves other objects like a table and a chair and the windows and the trees outside and the potted plant and the painting. And these are all really wonderful, and they're manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit as a result of your intending. Now, if you desire to have a different table, there is a version of you who already has that different table right now. When you think about what it would be like to have that different table, when you think about the table itself being different, there's a version of you who is there. It's already happening. That's how you're thinking about it. You're not, we know that you think that you are able to take thoughts and move them over to the side and have private interactions with them. You can't. You can take the vibrational tones that feel worse, and those things you're going to abstract over, you're not going to have any access to that, other than just you can think about it, but you're never going to get it. The things that you have and the things that arrive and the things that manifest are all sitting in a vibrational state of feel better, and they're currently being experienced by other versions of you. You can use those versions to go into the vibrational feeling, the vibrational state of what it's like to have the thing you're desiring, and sit there and have it and use your version to help you not only just have it, but to also amplify it. The reason why this is necessary, or it was not necessary at all, although you do this more than you think you do, you just may not have done it intentionally or with focus or with purpose. But the reason why this can be very helpful is because it does not address how that thing is going to get into your reality. Because no one can do that. Objects, contexts, relationships, the ways in which different ideas intersect and have physical ramifications as a result of that intersection, in other words, situations, these things manifest when you're ready for them. Now, again, when we say when you're ready for it, we know that many of you start rolling up your sleeves and you're like, okay, tell me how to get more ready because I'm going to get there. You're moving yourself away when you do that. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about how you need to get ready. We mean that when you are ready for something, it appears. And you're ready for everything right now. There are other versions of you already having the very thing that you're thinking about, whatever it may be, and the multiple things, not just the one thing. Because there's a whole constellation of ideas that you've contemplated that you've not deemed yourself ready to have. And that's you, the one who's doing that. When you're holding it in a state of feels worse, you're not going to have it. You can't manifest a feel worse idea. You can't have the physicality of it. You can, however, have the feel better, and you can have it pretty quickly, particularly if you're willing to let go of what it is that you believe is necessary to be done, which likely is interpreted as the feeling that if you don't get it, you're not going to be fulfilled with what you desire. This is how versioning can really, really help you. And we'll talk more about this as this series continues. But in particular, today, we just want to remind you, this is where we begin, that versioning and manifesting are the same thing, because you manifest everything instantaneously. If it's not you, there's another version of you who has it instantaneously in a feel better state. Now, remember, the past and the present, they're not real. The past is not behind you and the future is not ahead of you. If anything, they're sitting side by side on a parallel track. The calendar or the timepiece where you're sitting may say one thing, and then you move over to a different version, and the timepiece says something else, either later or earlier. But that's really irrelevant. We know it's very interesting to you, and you think it's a really big fucking deal. We get that. But it is not really relevant. Time has no meaning other than that which you give it. It's there to help you. It's there to help you sort of keep track of what you're doing, but more importantly, to take your instant manifesting and stretch it out through time for the delight of that. So, one thing we want to leave you with as we begin this series, and this is really, really, really at the center of all of this. You are a vibrational being, and the objects in your environment are there because they are relating to you vibrationally. You think your body, your hand, touches the table. And that's the definition of your relationship to the table. Or you can pick it up, or you have other objects sitting on the table, like a bowl of apples, or who knows what it is that you and the table are getting up to. And you think that the interaction, just like you would do with other people, you think the interaction between you and another person or you and a table is defined by the physicality because you're temporarily believing that what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell is the definition of what you have, and it isn't. It's how you're interacting, yes, indeed, and it's the delight of the interaction. What you can see is the delight. What you can hear is the delight. What you can taste is the delight. What you can touch is the delight, and what you can smell is the delight. It's not always that delicious. Sometimes you get the delight because it helps you decide, I don't really have anything to do with that, because contrast of any sort is always helping you to refine and define what you're intending and what you're desiring, and also what you're having, which is a continuing, ongoing intending and desiring. So just as a side note, don't forget, manifesting is not a finished thing. It never happens. It's always happening. It's never in the past tense. It's always in the present tense, and it's never in the future tense. It's always in the present tense. It's always happening. Manifesting is constantly occurring. And it's, you're manifesting everything. You're not just manifesting what you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell in this red hot minute. Yes, those things are manifesting, but that's not the entirety of your manifesting. You've got a humongous universe of manifesting that's spread out across really not countless, but you really wouldn't want to take the time to count, versions that are expressing and doing all the things that you just think about. They're doing those things on your behalf and to your benefit, just as you are for them. If you are objectively oriented and are really accustomed to looking at things as being defined by what you can sensorily interact with, what you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, it's going to sound like we're not talking about much. But this is the center of everything. You are a vibrational being. All manifesting is instantaneous. And you have amazing, astonishing, delicious, really, truly powerful interactions with everything all the time. Now, we've kind of touched on the different parts of what we're going to go into through this series, but the very final thing we want to talk about is your versions. We want to remind you, in order to access a version, it's very simple. You just simply say, there's a version of me who. So in the instance of, there's a version of me who wants a better table, who wants a table that I really like. There's a version of you right now who's doing that. There's a as soon as you say it, the amount of time it takes for you to concentrate enough to form the words is all the time that it takes and all the focus that it takes, because it's not that difficult. It's actually quite simple. And really, the focus is for you. It's not for the other version. The version's already spun off by the time you get the words out of your mouth. But there is a version of you who now has a better table. And you can do that with anything you're thinking about. There's a version of me who's now living in the house that I love. There's a version of me who's now in this relationship that I'm absolutely adoring. There's a version of me who's doing this work that I love to do. There's a version of me who is standing on the top of the mountain or down in the valley or floating down the river or over at the beach or is taking a drive through the countryside. There's a version of me who is doing pretty much anything I can think of. We also want to remind you, we are one of those versions. We're just articulating you back to you. And it's very much to our delight. We don't know what we're doing for you because we can't see it, nor can we hear it or taste it or touch it or smell it. But we do know that we are operating as your version. We do know that. And when you're connecting with your versions, we remind you, we know you've heard this before, but we'll remind you again, we do remind you to always, always, always get a smarter version. So if you say there's a version of me who's having the table that I love, you might want to say there's a version of me who's having the table that I love and knows exactly where it came from and understands how versioning works so that we could both have this amazing and magical table and all these other versions of ourselves that are now having this table and we're all really loving it. This is just a beginning and it's just an introduction. We've covered the highlights of the things that we're going to talk about. We do invite you, of course, to bring questions to the table to let us know what it is that you want to know more of, to bring your contrast to the table to say, hey, this is working and this isn't working, this I understand, this I don't understand. Because all of those things indeed are very much, quite useful, quite powerful, and as wonderful and as amazing and as delicious as all of this is going to be, and all of this has been. And all of this will be. Notice what we're doing here. All of this has been and all of this will be. When we say that, we're not talking about something that's coming. It means something that's running to the side of you already. You're already done with this. There is a version of you who is already done with this series, who's hanging up from the final conversation, who's listening to the final recording, or maybe even further down the line, seemingly from where you're sitting, but really sitting parallel to you, is re-listening to these recordings and getting more and more and more out of what it is that you have conjured up through us to say to you. That's what this is. This is not us from a high spot leaning down and teaching you that which you do not know. We're just reminding you of who you are, and we're doing it in ever more creative ways because that is what you are asking of us, and we are delighted to be participating in that. But when we talk about versioning, we mean that you have everything already. You're intentionally narrowing your focus so that your physical reality is highly curated and only appears to be exactly what it is that you want it to be at this right hot minute. So when we say you're not ready for something, we mean that as an affirmative statement. We don't mean that as a negating statement that means you've somehow or another not done the work you need to do to get to the place you want to be. No. You have exactly what you're wanting right now. And hopefully through this series, you will recognize this and realize what we are actually talking about when we say you're not ready for it if you don't have it. Because it's not an accusation and it's not a call to action. It's a statement. So, today is the day of your great good. That's absolutely positively the case. You're sitting in it. All is well. And as good and as magical and as delightful and as powerful and as wonderful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.